News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
So, bumblebees can scuba dive. This is interesting in two parts. One, the fact that they can do it, and two, how we found out that they can do it. To the first of those, actually, to explain both of those, Colly Ennis is with us. He's Biodiversity Officer and Zoology Research Associate at Trinity College Dublin. Let's get to the fact before the revelation. Colly, what is it that bumblebees can do to allow them to scuba dive?
Well, basically, I suppose bumblebees, and especially the queen bees in particular, this is what we're talking about. They like to hibernate in holes in the ground, under logs, particularly in old rodent holes. That's kind of their place where they hide out for the winter. And it seems that they've evolved this capability of surviving flooding in these areas, which would happen from time to time in nature. It's very, very funny how they discovered it. It was quite by accident, and it was a couple of years ago we kind of heard of it in entomological circles. It kind of came to our knowledge because they posted a note about it. A lab out in Ottawa had a flooding event in a fridge that happened to contain a lot of hibernating queen bees, and they thought they were all dead. But then when they looked at them closely, it turns out that they had survived the flooding event. So now they've continued on and actually set up a proper study about this, and they've discovered, yes, they do have this ability to, as you said, scuba dive.
Now, I know I'm fixating on the wrong thing here, Colly, but how do you flood a fridge?
I believe there was some kind of a power disconnection or something along those lines, and you know yourself, when there's ice in the fridge, it can just start to melt, basically, and fill up the vials that were containing the bumblebees.
So when they survive for extended periods of time underwater, is it that they have a way to encase themselves in a bubble, or is it that they can slow their metabolism down to almost nothing, or both?
Bit of both. Yeah, bit of both. So they have a thing called a physical gill, like a lot of insects will, that kind of live in and around water. But they also really, really slow down their metabolism. And it turns out when they're under the water for a while, they go into a kind of anaerobic metabolism, and really, like, they'd be kind of operating. If you were to look at it, a good example, I suppose, or comparison would be like your laptop on standby. Does that make sense? So it's really just kind of ticking over, and just the body's keeping on going, but at a very, very low, very, very low level.
And have the good folks in Ottawa established how long they can do this for?
I don't think they have pushed it to the limits yet. I think they've just given it an oversight and into can they do it in the first place. But I'm sure that's probably going to come down the line because the scientific minds are very hungry.
Oh, well, once you've discovered a scuba diving bee, it would be an awful shame not to take it to its outer limits. Colly, thank you very much. Colly Ennis, Biodiversity Officer and Zoology Research Associate at Trinity College Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.